The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform has written to the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, to express his concern about progress at the National Children's Hospital. In a letter written last month, which has been obtained by Morning Ireland through a Freedom of Information request, Michael McGrath pointed out that the government had been waiting since July of last year for a definitive update on the project from the Department of Health. He also raised concerns about the number of vacancies on the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. Our reporter Angus Cox has the story. Angus, tell us about the concerns outlined in this letter.
This letter, Rachel, was sent by the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly on the 4th of February this year, and it highlights considerable concern within government over the Children's Hospital project. Firstly, Minister McGrath points out that since last July, as you say, the government has been waiting for a definitive update on the project from the Department of Health and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which is responsible for overseeing the building of the new hospital. He says the lack of such an update gives cause for concern, adding that an options paper which has been in development by the board for some time has not materialised. Michael McGrath also says an urgent update on all aspects of the project should be brought in a memorandum to government as soon as possible. In this, he says the latest estimates for the cost of the project as well as a realistic timescale for delivery should be included. Now, the expected completion date given for the hospital last year was 2022, but then we heard at the Public Accounts Committee last month it could be 2024. Also, the spiralling cost of the National Children's Hospital, that's been a huge issue for some time. It's expected to cost at least 1.7 billion euro and could go higher than that, well above 2 billion according to some estimates. I spoke with Orla Hegarty, who is an assistant professor at UCD's School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy, about how costs might be kept down on the project.
Everybody wants it finished quickly on every side, and everybody wants to make sure that the risk is taken out of it, that people are being paid for the work they do, but that people aren't being paid more than they need to be paid. So it's at a very difficult stage, and I think when projects do get into difficulties like this, particularly when things that were assumed at the earlier stages have changed, it's very important to sometimes to renegotiate.
Orla Hegarty there. Angus, in this letter to the Minister for Health, Michael McGrath also expresses concern about the number of vacancies on the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. Tell us about that.
That's right, Rachel, he does. Minister McGrath highlights the recent resignation of the chair of the board, Fred Barry, who left at the end of February, and says the fact that there were 5 vacancies out of 13 positions on the board at the time of the letter is not an acceptable or sustainable position, and that these vacancies must be impacting on the ability of the board to function at the required level and should be addressed urgently. Now, 2 of those positions have been filled since the letter, and there are currently 3 vacant positions on the board. In relation to this, I was speaking with Catherine Murphy, Social Democrats co-leader and a member of the Public Accounts Committee, about the importance of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board having a full complement.
This is already a gigantically costly project. Trying to keep those enormous numbers down is of incredible importance. The fact that the board is not up to its full complement ought to be a major source of concern, because we need those control mechanisms to make sure that, claims that come in that need to be contested are contested, and that the cost of this hospital doesn't escalate further. The board has got to be brought up to strength. They have to contest claims that are not valid claims, and they have got to do that robustly.
Catherine Murphy, has the Department of Health, Angus, has it said anything in relation to this issue of vacancies on the board?
It has. The department says the immediate priority for the minister is finding a permanent replacement for the previous chair, Fred Barry, who, as we heard, left last month. Officials have initiated the process to seek to appoint a new chairperson through the public appointment service. A statement that the department sent me adds that in the meantime, the vice chair, Tim Boucher-Hayes, has been appointed as interim chair. And on the 23rd of February, Brian Keogh and Michael Barry were appointed to the board. This leaves 3 remaining board vacancies, and a panel for these appointments will be established as soon as the new chairperson is in place. As the department says, it would not be considered appropriate to appoint further members to the board in the absence of a permanent chairperson.
And any response to Michael McGrath's request for an urgent update on this project for the government?
Yes, I heard from the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which says it's completed a detailed analysis of the project timeline. That's currently being considered by the Department of Health, while the department itself says the minister's intention is to bring forward a memorandum for government in the coming weeks once this analysis has been reviewed. It adds that Minister Donnelly then expects to be in a position to provide an update on the project to all cabinet colleagues, including Minister McGrath and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. It's then expected, Rachel, once we have updated information on the timeline, on the cost of the project, that the board will appear before both the Health Committee and the Public Accounts Committee to answer more questions, but dates understandably yet to be fixed for any of those appearances.
Angus, thank you very much for that. That was Angus Cox, our reporter there.